right, everyone. Welcome back to Fire and Rescue Forever podcast. Tonight's episode is going to be on firefighting health and wellness, which means we will cover topics such as health, wellness, and food and fitness, things of the such. And we do have Chase Gaskins from the Pender. Please go ahead and say hey.
What's up, everybody?
So once again, he's back. So like I said, tonight we're going to cover health and wellness of firefighting and rescue and EMS services. So a common thing in the Fire Technology 1 class, when we go through the actual class for firefighter health and wellness, which is it's a fairly new class, we're taught a lot about our personal health and being, which can be anything from aspects of our physical abilities, our shape, our habits of food, our eating, what kind of food are we eating, what kind of things are we putting in our body, as well as our mental and emotional, and sometimes even maybe spiritual well-being. I know some departments have a chaplain that help with religious and spiritual things. So, to start off with covering, I'm going to go over what I do, personally fitness-wise, or tend to do, and things like that, and then we're going to have Chase cut in. So, to start off, on the fitness side of things with it, my health and well-being as a first responder, a person in emergency services. I know I commonly, just about every day of the week, I'm working out. It can be either running, doing boxing practice on the back porch with my punching bag. It can be simple sets of push-ups and sit-ups every time a commercial comes on TV, or when I have free time and I'm reading. I know I do those. I do all kinds of stuff for fitness. I go to the gym normally 2 to 3 times a week typically, but I haven't got to go in a couple weeks because I've been so busy with Rotzi, so I've been just doing what I can. Eating-wise, I keep a fairly balanced diet right now. I'm having to change some things up to help with weight loss, because I am overweight, which isn't the greatest thing to be. But I'll be the first to admit, probably, I'm purely overweight. So my diet's pretty balanced. I don't drink sodas. I cut those out about 2 months ago. It's purely water 95% of the time. Or apple juice. Occasionally thrown into the mix, or milk with cereal. I eat a lot of fruits, vegetables, and things like that. And the rest of my meal is very well portioned. It's very small. Not too small, not too large. So, now that I've gave all the listeners an insight to my side of things. Before I hand it over to Chase, I'm going to go ahead and go over one thing I don't cover, or I didn't, but I know my department, we don't have a physical agility test we're required to pass, and neither does our paid staff, and our paid staff, as far as working out on shift, none of them I've ever seen really do it. I know one that used to work with us, he did it. I don't really do it on shift. I do it before or after if I've hang out with the shift for a while. Aside from that, we're going to hand it over to Chase. Chase, go ahead and tell them your side of things when it comes to health and fitness. All right, guys, we're experiencing.
Can you hear me? So.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties with trying to do the last segment with Chase on health and wellness, and then he ended up having to leave. So what we're going to do is I'm going to finish off the segment just by covering up some minor things with firefighters' health and wellness. So I know in the earlier part of the segment I explained why, or not why, but what I do personally, things relating to that. There was something I meant to go back to and I didn't get to, so I'm gonna cover it real quick. When I do my workouts, I orient them on two things. I do cardio a lot. I hit it real hard because a lot of times in firefighting and rescue scenarios, your adrenaline kicks in, your body's moving fast because you're trying to help either patients or victims or save people when they're in bad situations. You have to go so fast that your body gets to pumping and flowing and everything. So when you do cardio, it helps your body be ready for that and be able to keep going. And then the second part I focus on is dealing with strength, like being able to lift weights and things like that, because a lot of times in fire service or rescue, EMS, whatever it may be, a lot of times we have to lift patients or carry a lot of equipment, or we could have SCBA on our back. So being able to have strength, like, and deal with weights on us and having to be able to lift them and move them, that factors into everything. It's a big part of it all. And so that's why I cover that. So now that we've covered the things I do, now we're going to talk about why we do it. So why, as firefighters, should an EMS and rescue, whatever it may be, should we work out and have good health and wellness within ourselves? Well, the reason we need to do that is because people every day depend on us. If we do this stuff, having our bodies physically, emotionally, and mentally, and even spiritually prepared to be able to go and do what we do, then that can help our performance in the field, at home, anywhere in the world. It's going to help our performance and our abilities. It's going to make sure we can do the things we need to get done to complete the task and save lives. That is my take on all this. So, I know this podcast was kind of short for tonight. It's going on about 7 minutes right now. So, what I am going to do is put out a little bit of a statement here and then give everybody an insight onto what we'll be covering next, most likely. So, to give an insight on what I was going to say. Crap. Oh, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something. Oh, the statement. So, for that statement, I'm going to put out here that if you are listening right now and you're not in emergency services, but you've had an experience within emergency services or like dealing with it, like whether it be you getting hurt or sick or going through a wreck or something or anything like that, and you've been involved and experienced them, and you'd like to share a story, or maybe you were a bystander or a passerby and you witnessed something happen, you rushed in to help, do what you can. Tell us. Try to communicate with us. I'm sure there's a way you can hit us up on Spotify, or once this gets on Apple, I'm sure there's a way to go through it. Or through Anchor. If you're listening on Anchor, there's a way you can message us. So get a hold of us. Maybe we want to bring you in for an interview over the phone or over the recording and do a podcast based on it. So I just figured I'd throw that out as an option to the listeners. And last thing for this episode or this segment, the next podcast I do, if it's not within the next 3 to 4 days, it'll be in about 10 days. Well, 10 or 12, because I'm getting ready to leave for my high school ROTC program, summer leader training. So I'll be dealing with that for about a week. I leave for it Monday, and this weekend I'm busy packing and getting ready for it. So if I don't do it then, we'll do it when I get back. And the subjects are kind of, I don't know how to put them. The subject for one, which Chase will probably come back and do with me, is we're going to cover kind of dealing with grief or stress in emergency services. Now, in no way, shape, or form are we grief counselors or certified to deal with that, but we're going to share our input on how we personally deal with it when we have problems like that, whether we're stressed or we're grieving over a loss, like we lost a patient or a call we dealt with. If that bothers us or anything, we're gonna share our insight on how we deal with those kind of problems personally. So, hey guys, sorry, we had a little bit of a hot minute break, had to go do something. So, to wrap up this segment, I know I just covered, I made a statement inviting people to share their stories of things, and I gave you guys an insight to what our next episode and segment will be on, which was grief and how me and Chase deal with our problems. So it's either going to be that, or I have a friend in high school who has asked if he could share a story with us about when something happened in front of him, where him and his father, who was also working in the Navy and emergency services, jumped in and helped the victim/patient of that situation or scenario that he's going to talk about. So we'll either be doing that or the grief segment, and I'm looking forward to either one of them. Can't wait to do them. So aside from that, hope you all enjoyed this segment from Fire and Rescue Forever Podcast. Once again, this is Joseph Davidson, and I will see you guys soon.